Honestly, I could care less, but a lot of people do, so I'm going to report on it. We're going to bring up something here pretty interesting, and then I'm going to give you a closing thought on the debate. And I'm sure we haven't heard or seen the last of this debacle. It wasn't a debate, it was an inquisition against Trump. But nonetheless, an allegation, a serious allegation that many people are championing. And other things are happening that have made me think this is a real possibility. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. This gave me my life back. It can do the same for you. The NanoSoma spray, Magic Dicol products. They also have gel that great for your joints. That's what I use it for. Face cream to get rid of the fine lines and wrinkles. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. That's iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, here we see for a 59-year-old lady, she looks pretty good. At least half her face does. Nice hair, bright eyes, a little chapped on the lips, but that's not why I pulled this up. One of my family members sent this to me and directed me to some sites, and I think it's true. And I'll tell you why I think it's true before we leave here today. The device you're looking at here looks a lot less like an earring, and I have bought my wife some nice earrings through the years. I've never seen anything like this. Can she talk to people on the moon? They were talking in her ear. And I'm not surprised. This is why this inarticulate person could give monologues, because they were telling her what to say. Now say this. Now say this. I think there's no question this happened. I don't care. Trump was still poorly prepared. The debate team needs to be fired. But this shows what a cheater these people are. And I will tell you this. If she's dumb enough to do a second debate, and it would be stupid, you ever walk through the doorway scanner and then you just run a scanner by your ear? Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Vice President, you've got something electronic in that earring. You're not going on stage. And you videotape the whole thing. You don't need to have a debate when she turns and says, "Well, I'm not going on." That would be the end of the debate, but that would be the end of her, at least as far as her candidacy. Now, gotta wonder where else they'd stick this, but it has to be in proximity of the ear. Okay. Now, why do I think this is true? A lot of people can latch on to a rumor, it can go like wildfire, become an urban legend, as we used to say in the 90s. And maybe it's not true, but I think it is, and I'm gonna show you why. Shakespeare once had a famous saying we hear a lot. I think thou doth protest too loudly. In other words, when something's a lie and it's a bunch of nonsense, that's stupid. No comment. Moving on, dumb. And you leave it alone. That's not what Google did. Let me show you. This is just page one. All I did was type in Kamala's earrings. That's a pretty innocuous comment. So you could probably get a picture of earrings somewhere and say Kamala likes this style and that type and embellish her sense of fashion. But no, they knew exactly what the search term meant. Let me show you. The Daily Beast, Kamala's controversial debate earrings. Okay, let's go to Yahoo. No evidence there were transmitters in Kamala Harris's earrings. Hey, here's the bottom line. Of course, there's no evidence except what it looks like. What it looks like. And then the behavior of the mainstream media. So there we have Yahoo. Let's go over to Forbes. Claims about earrings echo old debate conspiracies. Yeah, let's reduce the charge rather than deal with it. Official Kamala Harris. That's okay. That's her. Kamala jewelry. Okay. This is crazy. This is crazy. Kamala's earrings Listen, the bottom line is I don't care. I don't care. But it does explain. I thought she did extraordinary debate preparation and gave the performance of her life. And I think we know why now. She's not capable of this articulation on her own. We've seen it for years. Okay, what does it mean? Nothing. Nothing. It's not going to move votes, but let me tell you what the whole debate means to me. I'm a patriot. Third. I'm a family man. Second. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ first. I got to do better. I fall short of the glory of God. Thank goodness he died for my sins and I can have eternal life because I believe, but I got to do better. And I know most Christians who are conscientious feel the same way. But here's the thing that I know. They hate Christians. The DOJ has actively persecuted Christians intentionally over abortion abuse, which are First Amendment rights, imprisoning people for praying in an abortion clinic where they're not disturbing anybody. They hate Christians, hate them. Folks, it's going to be the source of a purge. But let me tell you what I saw with Kamala. I see it in her eyes. I see it in her flippantness. I see it in her lack of empathy. I see it with Democrats. It doesn't matter if you're looking at Nadler or Schumer or Pelosi. They have a look that says, "Hi, I'm satanic." There's almost like a seance that comes over these people. And the leadership of this party is demonically possessed. And before you say, "Oh, that's a conspiracy theory," okay, well, how normal is it? How Christian is it to cut the kids' genitals off before the age of decision? I don't even need to go any further than that. And they claim, "Oh, we're just helping the migrants." There are 352,000 missing migrant children. They know they're being trafficked. And what do the Satanists do about it? Nothing. Nothing. This is, and I had this discussion again with someone I had just interviewed. We've heard the interview with Mr. Vorce, mainstream media guy, but hardcore Christian, retired, got four Pulitzers. Guy's amazing. And he said, "Dave, this is good versus evil. A lot of us have been saying that for a while. We all see it. Do you see it? We need to make it so overwhelming at the ballot box that it doesn't become the ammo box. You need to convince the independents and the Democrats how they're being sold a bill of goods. You have the ammunition. Please share far and wide. We'll see you back here again next time. God bless."